this engine sound reflects its character and power in a very unique way. That's something we all can agree on. But as electric vehicles are silent by nature, we have to ask ourselves, what should a car sound like if we could choose? My name is Svenja, and I'm your host for this podcast episode. Together, we'll dive into what e-sound design is like at Audi, specifically for the e-tron GT. Our fully electric Gran Turismo has already made its way into the production facilities of Böllinger Höfe, where it's being manufactured alongside the R8. However, Audi sound designers in Ingolstadt created its outstanding voice.
My name is Rudi Halbmeier. I'm sound designer for electric cars here at Audi. Started my time at Audi approximately 18 years ago, and first 9 years I tried to make cars more silent. That's what we usually do here at Audi Acoustics. And then my former boss asked me whether I would like to try designing sounds for electric cars.
My name is Stefan Xell, and I've been working with Audi for the last 4.5 years. And just like Rudi, I was employed to make the cars quieter. But after a little while, I had the chance to work on the first hybrid vehicle that we did the sound for.
Why do electric cars actually need a sound? Law requires the acoustic vehicle alerting system, short AVIS, up to 20 kilometers per hour in the EU and 18.6 miles per hour in the US. Its purpose is to ensure the safety of pedestrians. Therefore, the AVIS has to incorporate certain frequencies and volumes to alert passersby. It has to be recognizable as a car sound, changing with speed and load. The requirements differ slightly between the US and the rest of the world, thus making two different sounds necessary depending on the market. Rudi's and Stefan's job is to take these guidelines and build a true Audi sound around them.
Maybe one big challenge is to bring many aspects of the whole thing together to make one sound that fits the car in the end. There are law requirements, there are comfortability requirements, there are things that could sound cool but don't contribute to the car as it looks like.
Of course, the sound needs to fit to the vehicle. For example, a small vehicle should sound different than a large SUV, for example. They should all have a sound that fits to the character of the car. And for example, for the e-tron GT, it was directly clear to us that we need some low fundament frequencies, a bass fundament, because the vehicle, it looks quite powerful from the outside. And this also needs to be transported by our sound, in our opinion. We needed a speaker that is large enough to transport the bass frequencies to have a more full or a more complete sound.
Well, there's a big range how new cars could sound like. And of course, the e-tron GT is very interesting, very strong, very dynamic. I'm always a little concerned about not to overshoot with new things in it. So I'm always a little bit trying to stick to patterns that people are used to, but not sounding old-fashioned. It should sound new, definitely, but it shouldn't sound like Star Wars spaceships, because I don't think that people would like to hear this every day, all the time. Similar to a hook line, we need a theme, something that everything else is built around to find the main character of a sound of a car like the e-tron GT. In this case, it was a very interesting thing that I found at home in the evening, sitting in the garden, and coincidentally I had a 3 meter long tube line around. I just bumped on it and it sounded very cool and interesting, and I was just thinking, how could this one transient sound, how could it be made something that has no start, no end, something that is just revolving all the time? And then I found a big air fan and I just put it on one side of the hose and it sounded really interesting. I just made some little improvements here and there. And this were the recordings that I did in this evening that are still in the sound of the e-tron GT now. Of course, this is just one thing and there are many things in it, but it was the main theme, and this was found by coincidence. About the E-Tron GT, the expectations were extraordinary, our own expectations, and I guess the expectations of everybody else also. This is the strong Audi E-Tron GT has to sound strong and has to sound interesting. In my opinion, it was maybe, as I maybe already mentioned, not to overshoot, because people have to get used to this and like it every day. In my opinion, this is a little bit particular to this project. Of course, something in me would like to do extraordinary things that make the world different. In my opinion, it was not easy to decide not to do things that were maybe too much.
But at the same time, we didn't try to imitate a conventional combustion engine. That was not what we tried to do.
Apart from a creative side, there's also a highly technical part about sound design. Just like in music, you need the right instruments, the right tools, so to speak, to create a masterpiece. Audi sound designers developed their own software to make their work easier. This shows once again that progress is made through technology.
When we started the sound development or the sound tuning, we noticed that there is no really helpful software available, commercially available, that we could buy. So we had to start developing our own software that fulfills our needs, which we didn't really know at the beginning either. But when working with the software right now, we notice or we realize things that should be done better in order to make a better sound, to find connections between different parts of the software that would be helpful in creating a better sound. Therefore, the process of software development is completely parallel to the process of developing a sound. I think that is a good part, that we are doing both. We are doing the sound design as well as the software design by ourselves, so we can put them together and we can benefit from both sides. The software is similar to commercially available software for music generation. They are called digital audio workstations, DAW software, and they are a little similar to the ones that we have. But for the tuning of the sound for a vehicle, we don't have a beginning, a middle part, and an end, like in a 3.5 minute song that you hear in the radio. But rather, we need to generate a sound that always sounds good. There is no beginning and no end. Actually, there is when you start or stop the engine, but in every different state of the vehicle, when you're going faster or slower, if you accelerate or brake, the sound needs to be nice. We can mix the different samples that we use. We have different sound tracks that we put together, and then we can pitch. That means we can increase or decrease the speed of each of them according to different data from the car. For example, when the car accelerates, the sound loop will also be played back accelerated, and we can increase the volume of this specific soundtrack, for example, when you push the gas pedal.
It's a well-known thing that instruments can be played back by software. They just take different samples and blend between them. If some instrument is played harder, it's a different sample. It's not just louder, it's different. And we can do the same thing in our software. And our software is, as Stefan said, very similar to digital audio workstations, but these work on a time base, and our base is what the car is doing with CAN bus data, and this is the main difference, but also very similar with very, very good advantages that we use all the time.
The e-tron GT is Audi's first electric vehicle with two different sound options. The customer gets the Avis sound as standard. However, there's also the optional sound package, which includes an additional exterior speaker, as well as two interior speakers in the rear doors, as a special interior sound completes the premium package. Depending on the selected driving mode, the e-tron GT's voice changes. While it is moderate in efficiency and shuts off around the 60 km per hour mark, the sound in dynamic mode underlines the full dynamics and power of the car, up to over 200 kilometers power. Whatever the driver prefers, it's up to them.
We'd like to say that we let the car decide how it's supposed to sound, or how it maybe, so to say, wants to sound. We make different settings and we drive the car. We get some people together and listen to what they feel, think, and appreciate everything that points us in a certain direction. And with more and more try and fail, there is something remaining that is somehow quite okay.
Really though, the e-tron GT sounds more than just okay. It's a glimpse of what the future might sound like. Audi sound designers have already been working on electric cars for an entire decade. They like to think of sound development as an ongoing, ever-evolving process. Databases are growing, lessons are learned, and there are a lot more electric cars to come.